This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. China and Djibouti have agreed to establish strategic partnership to strengthen cooperation. The announcement came as Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with Djibouti President Ismail Omar Guelleh at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing on Thursday. The Chinese leader has called on both sides to maintain high-level exchanges and expand cooperation between governments, legislative institutions, and political parties. Guelleh says his country appreciates China's active engagement in UN peacekeeping and international anti-piracy efforts, thanking China for its role in maintaining world peace and prosperity. The Chinese premier has highlighted the importance of skilled workers and craftsmanship for China to realize quality development. Li Keqiang made the remarks during a meeting with workers who participated in this year's World Skills Competition in October, winning the most medals and points among 68 countries and regions. Premier Li said that young skilled workers are irreplaceable in pushing manufacturing and service sectors to a higher level in realizing quality economic development. At least two police personnel, including a high-ranking officer, were killed in a blast in Pakistan's northwest provincial capital of Peshawar. The blast reportedly hit a police vehicle near Tatara Park in Peshawar. Additional Inspector General of Police, Mohammad Ashraf Noor, and his guard lost their lives in the attack. Police and rescue team rushed to the site and shifted the bodies to a hospital in the city. The police officer was on the way to his office when he came under the attack. Argentina's Navy announced that a sound detected during a search for a missing submarine likely came from an explosion. A Navy spokesman said the search will continue until there is full certainty about the fate of the ARS San Juan. He said evidence showed an anomalous event was consistent with an explosion. U.S. and specialist agencies said the hydroacoustic anomaly was produced just hours after the Navy lost contact with the submarine on November the 15th. The sub was originally scheduled to arrive on Monday at the Mar del Plata naval base, about 400 kilometers southeast of Buenos Aires. Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement on Thursday covering the return of Rohingya people who fled across the border to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state. Myanmar announced the agreement but provided no details on how many Rohingya refugees would be allowed to return home. Bangladesh said the repatriations are to begin within 2 months. The Office of Myanmar Civilian Leader Aung San Suu Kyi said the agreement follows a formula set in the 1992 repatriation agreement signed by the two nations after an earlier spasm of violence. The Libyan Navy has said that its naval forces rescued 450 illegal African immigrants off the coast of the capital, Tripoli. A Navy spokesman said the migrants have now been transferred to the Anti-Illegal Immigration Department in Tripoli to be transferred to housing shelters. Due to the insecurity and chaos in Libya, thousands of migrants chose to use the country to cross the Mediterranean towards the European shores. Immigrants who are rescued by the Libyan Navy are detained in housing centers with poor living conditions. However, the Libyan Minister of Interior said the government has improved living conditions at the country's immigration housing centers. Official figures show that the British economy continued to grow moderately in the third quarter, driven by robust consumer spending despite pressures on inflation on household budgets. The country's Office for National Statistics says growth in gross GDP was 0.4% in the third quarter, which stayed in line with the preliminary estimates. This is an improvement on the 0.3% growth seen in each of the first two quarters of the year, but still lower than those of the other advanced economies. Local media reports suggest the UK economy is on track to show the lowest annual growth rate this year since the depth of the global financial crisis. The Chinese Ministry of Finance says it will further reduce tariffs on consumer goods, including food and infant formula, in the third cut since 2015. Effective next month, the average import tax on some food, health products, medicine, daily chemicals, clothing, and other products will drop to 7.7% from 17.3%. Some types of baby milk powder and diapers will have zero tariffs. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.